defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. How the heck are you? Wow, we're going to start with a happy ending story today. How about that, huh? Yeah, baby. A pregnant woman uses an AR-15. I know I talked about this the other day, but I didn't know she used an AR-15. I got to go back to whatever program it was. I believe it was the MonsterCast when I was discussing this. I don't know. Talk about this stuff so much, I forget what day it actually was. I don't have a whole team of producers back there sifting through stuff for me, okay? Yet. Yet. But this woman, here's what happened. This was in Lithia, Florida. And I reported to you and talked to you that there was a woman, two suspects, tried to get into their home, got into their home, and began pistol whipping and beating up her husband. You remember talking about this the other day? Yeah, pretty sure it was the Monster broadcast is what I'm being told. I think it was. Regardless, doesn't matter. So the husband's being beat down and being pistol whipped by two home invaders, and the woman grabbed a gun. Now, I don't recall if I even mentioned that she was pregnant. I don't think I knew that either at the time. I'd have to go back and listen, but I don't have time. It doesn't matter. We know these things now. She went ahead and retrieved a firearm, is what I told you, and she shot and hit one of the suspects who ran outside and collapsed in a ditch, remember? I said, remember, my mom used to say to me, where have you been? I was worried about you. I thought you might have been dead in a ditch. Well, this guy was dead in a ditch. So, yeah, we talked about this. What I didn't know was that the woman used an AR-15 to break bad on this clown and shot him dead. The other suspect got the heck out of Dodge because that's what cowards do. So here we have a situation that I would love to see Beto O'Rourke address.
Well, she didn't need an AR-15. She could use a pistol.
How the heck do you know that? See, this is the beauty of the Second Amendment in action. I mean, this is the Second Amendment in action. It's wonderful. So here's the deal. You got a pregnant woman at home hanging out with her husband when two scumbags bust in the house. Both are pistol whipping and beating the husband. God knows what they have in store for the wife after they finish him off. I can promise you it ain't good. They're not looking for dinner. And Lord knows what would have happened to her and her unborn child. And she retrieves an AR-15 while they're occupied beating her husband to death and ends it. It's that simple. Now, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? If you've listened to me for any length of time, you do. If you've not heard me talk about this before, this is what I refer to as a happy ending story. The death of the home invader at the hands of a lawfully armed citizen is a happy event. In fact, it just gives me chills. It makes me feel so good and so warm inside to know that this woman defended her life with a firearm, saved her husband's life and her unborn child's life, not to mention probably their cats, dogs, their property, their birds, whatever else they have, including reptiles, are all alive today because this woman had an AR-15 and knew how to use it. That's a happy ending story to me. The fact that he died in the process, let me explain to you new listeners how I feel about that. Because I can hear you now. God, listen to this guy. Happy ending story, the death of this. You're damn right. You know why? Because I want you to think of what would have happened had the two scumbags pistol whipping the father, the husband, had prevailed. What would have happened if they had prevailed? The husband would be dead. The woman would no doubt have been raped, attacked, her probably killed. Who knows what would have happened to her unborn child? You could add 2-3 human deaths involved here. And these scumbags would have walked off with what? A computer, some iPhones, a TV, and what they would have done to this family before they were murdered. You think about that. You tell me that the better outcome didn't occur. It did. And that is, in fact, a happy ending story. And here's where we're going with this. New listeners, pay very careful attention. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you get killed in the process of attempting to deprive that other human being of their right to life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, I couldn't care less what happens to you. I hope it hurt. Enjoy the ride. I hope the little black shadow gremlins came out and were screeching and screaming and grabbed you and drug your soul to wherever it's going for the rest of eternity. Because you earned your demise. You got what you deserved. The moment you made the decision to put a mask on and gloves on, arm yourself and break into someone else's home. And if that individual had to kill you because you were attempting to deprive them of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you and good for them. That's how we defeat evil. You kill it. You end its existence. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And God bless this woman for having an AR-15. God bless her husband for having whatever he had. God bless the family for being alive today. You want to argue that point with me? If you did, here, you know, that's an interesting point, isn't it? If someone tried to argue that point, no one has yet, because I know that you feel the exact same way. You have the right to defend your life against someone. I don't know any human being that would go, oh, when they're done beating my husband, I'm sure they're going to leave me alone. He'll be okay. Let's not worry about hurting the two criminals. After that, he'll be all right. He might spend some time in the hospital. My husband might not be able to speak, and he might have to be in a wheelchair forever, and I might have to feed him through a tube for the rest of his life, but he'll be okay. Let's have sympathy and compassion for the two. No. Real life doesn't work that way, does it? It does on Twitter and the little liberal la-la land and in the liberal mainstream legacy media, right, where people think bad things can't happen to them because they live in their little skyscrapers and their concrete jungles, when in real life this stuff goes on every single day, and real Americans, to the tune of sometimes we estimate thousands of times a day, use a firearm to defend themselves from moron scumbags like this every single day in America. And you'll never, ever, ever get me to back down on this ever, not once, ever. I used a firearm to defend my life. I didn't have to pull the trigger, thank God, but I would have. And I would have continued squeezing it until I knew I was going home to my two-week-old daughter at that time and my wife. And as a result of my having a firearm, my son would be born 2 years later. My wife didn't wind up a widow. My two-week-old daughter, God bless her, I just spent her 17th birthday with her on Saturday, actually knows her father. And my son, her brother, would be born. And their lives weren't upended. Or in one case, even not created because of some scumbag on a dirty street in Tampa, Florida at 6:20 in the morning. No. I consider that to be a victory. I consider that to be a victory. And I know you do, too. I know you do. Maybe some of you just don't want to say it. Maybe I'm your mouthpiece. Maybe I'm your voice. Maybe some of you are being quiet about it right now. Because I've answered the question before, and I'll go there right now. It just popped in my head, and that's what I'll do. I'll just tell you. People say to me, you're a Christian. How can you feel the way? It's easy. It doesn't mean I can't pray for the souls of these two dead scumbags, because that's what they are. I can, I do, I will. That's not the point. The point is they got what they deserved, and the good person is alive today. The good people are alive today. And that's the Second Amendment in action. That's a happy ending story. This is the way it's supposed to be. And I don't understand the individual. Color me stupid. I don't know. I don't get the man or woman who refuses to have the means to defend their own lives on their person or on their property. I don't understand those people. Those people go through life with blinders on. It's unfortunate. They live in a state of denial. We all know somebody, right? Oh, that doesn't happen in this neighborhood. Oh, we live on the other side of the tracks. That only happens over there. Until they say, I can't believe this happened here. This is such a nice neighborhood. This kind of thing doesn't happen in this community. It happens in that community. That's called denial. And denial can get you killed. This young wife and this husband didn't live in denial. What a story they're going to have to tell their unborn child one day, huh? Wow. And that's the cool part about it. They're alive to tell their child who's alive about what happened to them. When think of the consequences had they not been armed. There might not have been a live child, right? The mother and father might have been killed. So this is a happy ending story all the way around. And God bless this. If you want to read the story, A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about it. at Breitbart News. He titled it, Pregnant Woman Uses AR-15 to Kill Alleged Home Intruder. There was no alleged about it. I understand why he has to say that. I don't have to say that, but he does. It happened Wednesday. So we spoke about it last week on the Daily Defense Together, or we spoke about it on the Sunday MonsterCast. In fact, I think we probably spoke about it with AWR on Sunday. I don't remember anymore. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. When we come back after this break, there's just a horrible story out today about the monsters in Mexico, the cartel. And there's some numbers I want to go over with you about what happens about Mexico violence. I'll tell you a personal story about that. Many of you have heard it before. That's okay. You can suck it up and hear it again. And that's my relationship with some of these people down in Juarez, Mexico. I know the area well. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, round two. Here we go. This is my Defender coffee sip. Hold on a second. Hot. It was cold this morning when I got up, around 39 degrees. I run down the post office early. And I mean, I was up early. I got a lot of exciting stuff going on. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it today. You're going to love it. That Defender coffee, by the way, you can pick it up at defendercoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every sip, which is exactly what I'm doing. And I love that. I think that's the coolest thing. I love the fact that they came. It was a great idea. And the product's awesome. Hold on. Defendercoffee.com. Mexican cartel massacre. 9 Americans, including 6 children, have been shot in Mexico, down in the Sonora area. At least 6 children and 3 women. Women and children. Now, I'm going to ask you to transport yourself. If you're driving, don't do this. But I want you to think about your own self, your own well-being. And I know the first thing, I can hear some of you now going, I wouldn't have been in Mexico. And there's truth to that. There's validity to that. You know, you got a huge cartel problem. What the hell are you doing down there anyway? No, I'm not blaming the victim. But I know a little bit about that cartel violence. I worked across that border in Juarez, Mexico, back and forth. I hauled a ton of business, literally millions of tons of business out of that Juarez, Mexico, out of some of those maquiladoras a number of years ago when I was running my truckload brokerage company. I was offered more truckload freight, Frigidaire refrigerators, than I could provide equipment for. The stuff was coming at me so fast. Yeah, it was all previously made in Greenville, Michigan, and I was hauling it when it was in Greenville and then when it went down to Mexico. So I saw the destruction NAFTA did to those surrounding towns and communities and the businesses and the industry in Greenville, Michigan. You can thank Bill Clinton for that, by the way. And the fear factor it caused with the American motor carriers and the drivers who lost all that business, too. But that's a whole other conversation for another radio program. Nonetheless, because I had carriers lined up, I would go down to that facility in Juarez, Mexico. And it was starting to get bad in Juarez, Mexico. We're going back to the year 2000, 2001, 2002. The cartel drug wars were heating up big time to the point where I was no longer allowed to go. As an American, I couldn't go across the border anymore. You're no longer allowed to go. It was frightening stuff, what was going on. And I felt terrible for the people that lived there. I have friends on both sides of that border, friends that I still talk with today. Good friends, friends who have come up from El Paso, and I've been able to take out shooting out in the woods and up in the mountains in North Georgia. Good friends of mine who live in El Paso, who have family on the other side of that border, who are petrified and terrified to this day for their family and friends. I have a couple of, one in particular, an American, whose name is the same as mine. His name is Mark, and he's no longer allowed to come back into the United States. That was a personal decision that he made because of a terrible divorce he was going through. But nonetheless, he's married to a woman who is a dentist in Juarez, Mexico, and they live in fear, man, because of these cartels. So when I ask you to put yourself in that situation, it might be a little bit easier for me to do that because I can visualize some of that stuff. I remember sitting and eating in a restaurant in Juarez, Mexico, scared to death, like, holy crap, you know, what's going to come busting through that door? Yeah, scary. Didn't want to be there. Juarez is a tough town anyway, always has been, long before the cartels took it over. But the violence and the cruelty that was going on down there, hanging bodies, headless bodies over bridges with signs and hanging them outside of apartment building. It was just ridiculously insane what was happening down. These are vicious. These are animals. These are not human beings that are committing these atrocious crimes. So I want you to visualize if you can. And like I said, probably easier for me to do that because I've seen this. I can put myself in some of those areas and picture some of this stuff. But these people were out in the country area and they were traveling in a pack of 3 SUVs, I guess, about 87 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. I guess they were on their way back to the U.S. when gunfire erupted from a pack of drug cartel members who I saw a report that thought that the SUVs, they may have considered them to be rival members of rival drug gangs. I don't know how this stuff all works, but nonetheless, they were opened fire on and murdered in cold blood. 6 children running, 6 deaths. I don't see if I can find this. Mexico's top security official, Alfonso Durazo, confirmed that six deaths, adding that six more children were wounded in the attack, with five transferred to hospitals in Phoenix, Arizona. He had indicated, and I'm quoting now, that one child was still missing, although relatives later appeared to indicate that the girl, Mackenzie Lankford, age nine years old, was grazed in the arm by a bullet and had gone for help, and she got lost in the dark. I mean, imagine the terror that this young girl was going through. And the cartel members don't care. They couldn't care less. These are vicious. Who knows? And you got to ask yourself this question. This is the point that I'm trying to make. What type of person is capable of committing a crime like that? Could you commit a crime like that? No. But other people do. Those people are out there, aren't they? Unfortunately, these people met them. Now, listen, I'm not blaming the victim for this. Apparently, they've been living there for a long time. But that's a dangerous place. I don't know if they should have known better, if they should have taken other precautions. I don't know. I have no idea. It's not unfair to say that if you live in a place where this is literally a war going on, that you have to be concerned about that and you have to take specific actions if you're going to choose to be there. Again, I'm not blaming the victim in any way, shape, or form at all. These were innocent people. The point that I'm trying to make is there are people out there who don't care who they kill, who they murder, and under what circumstances. And then after they murder people, they do horrific things. Most of these, it says, I guess all of these people were dual Mexican and U.S. citizens traveling back to the U.S. when they were ambushed. One of the individuals killed Ronita Maria LeBaron and her four children, including twin six-month-old babies, and two others ages 8 and 10. And what's this, a Fox piece? Here's a Fox News piece. I'll quote, her burned-out, bullet-ridden SUV was reportedly found outside the town of Bavispe. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Where the settlement is located. They were an offshoot of a Mormon group, a religious group, apparently. There's a takeaway from this. And I'm going to give you some Mexican crime stats here in just a minute, too. Because you always hear, and I'm also going to make a prediction. You always hear that we live in the most violent country in the world. That couldn't be further from the truth. One of the most violent countries in the world is right below our border. And sending people our direction who aren't real nice. Donald Trump says that. He's much maligned in the media, but it's a fact. I've been on that border not long ago, just in July. You know, I was down there with my good friend Kurt Schilling. We sat in a meeting. We watched it. We saw the intelligence. We sat there in the town hall. We listened to the sheriff. We listened to the Border Patrol. Saw it, heard it, watched it. It's real. This is real. And there's a faction of Americans that want to disarm those people down there. It's just terrible. A third relative here said a four-year-old girl and a six-year-old boy were also killed, bringing the death toll to nine. I'm going to bet that number has probably risen by now or is going to when we find out more about this. Donald Trump asked the new president of Mexico, if you want our help, we will help you crush and kill these people. And I want you to hear what the Mexican president had to say. The worst thing, here's what Trump said, and I'm going to quote President Trump. A wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other. Remember, these were American citizens, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children and some missing. If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved to do the job quickly. When we come back, I'll finish this conversation. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues here. Segment three already. We are cooking right along. Before I get going, I want to give you some of those numbers from Mexico and tell you how Donald Trump responded. We'll go back to that in just a second. I want to let you know, first off, that November 23rd, that's on a Saturday coming up, I'm going to be, along with George the Mad Ogre Hill, he is tentatively scheduled to be there, looking pretty good, better than 95%. My co-author on Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. George the Mad Ogre Hill is going to be joining me. We will be under the GunBroker.com tent outside Grilling While Armed with Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. And we will be giving out some crossbreed holster swag at the High Caliber Gun Shop and Range in Holly Springs, Georgia. On Saturday, November 23rd, the owner, Sean Jurgensen, a dear friend of mine, former Georgia State Representative. You've heard him on the program in the past. Oh, and I will be taping live the Sunday broadcast. How much of it, I don't know. As much as we can get in there underneath, inside. Well, we'll be doing that inside, depending on the weather. We may be outside. You never know. But Grilling While Armed will be there. I'll be there. Brad Primo will be there. Crossbreed will be there. George the Mad Ogre Hill will be there. And Lead Slingers Whiskey, Brad. We're going to just have a great time out there with Patricia Huff. She's going to be there if you want to come meet her at the High Caliber Gun Shop and Range. I'm going to be broadcasting. Make sure to come out and see us on Saturday, November 23rd. Okay. Let me give you some statistics from Mexico. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let me give you some statistics. Mexico violence. More than 130,000 people have been murdered in Mexico since 2015. And that's a record. That includes a record 35,964 homicides last year alone in 2018. In a country of nearly 125 million, now seeing as many as 100 killings per day nationwide. Oh, but that's okay. The left will poo-poo that. That's drug violence. Guess what it is in the U.S. too? Drug violence. This is in a country, by the way, oh, a little bit less than half of ours, two-thirds, a third of our size, a third. Think about this, just a little bit over a third. Unbelievable the amount of death and destruction that we're seeing in Mexico. But they'll blame American guns, the American gun code. They'll say it's our fault. It's gun laws in the United States. Couldn't be further from the truth. They'll say America's the most violent country in the world. No, it's not. It isn't even close. All right, let me continue on with what Donald Trump had to say. A wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children and some missing. If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively. The great new president of Mexico has made this a big issue, but the cartels have become so large and powerful that you sometimes need an army to defeat an army. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth. We merely await a call from your great new president. Here's what Mexico's president, Manuel López Obrador, had to say. He refused that approach. The worst thing you can have is war. Now, this is coming from clearly a pacifist. We declared war and it didn't work. And what he was referring to was those previous administrations talking about the war on drugs and the war against the cartels. And quite frankly, it was nothing but a bunch of gobbledygook. There wasn't, you know, where they go. Yeah, they were going after the cartel heads. I'll tell you why this is a problem in Mexico. It's not going to be solved until Donald Trump's response is activated. According to Obrador, he said this is not an option. Unfortunately, it's the only option, Mr. President of Mexico. It's the only option. And here's why. Because the cartels have unlimited money, unlimited. It's unlimited. They have more money than your government, and they always will. And it's, while it's deep-seated, it's very complicated. The drugs coming in, Americans are buying the drugs that are fueling the drug wars down on that southern border. There's no question about that. So we're not going to get into that whole, we should legalize this, legalize that. There is a way to crush those cartels, and Trump is right. You overwhelm them, and Trump is talking more than likely military force. And that's what's going to have to happen in Mexico. The problem in Mexico is the cartels have so much money. You can't trust anybody in the military. You can't trust police officers. Who's been bribed? Who's taking money? Border patrol officers on both sides. It's a mess. And until that's cleaned out, they got a problem on their hands. And Americans in Mexico are going to have to worry about this. So there you go. And now you've got a family wiped out. What's the big takeaway from all this? I was alluding to it in a previous segment, and that is that there are very bad people on this earth who do very bad things. There are bad people in America who do the same thing that they did in Mexico. They're everywhere. They're here. They're in America. They might be standing behind you in a bank line. They might be cutting your grass. They may be teaching your child. They may be administering medical care. There are sick, twisted, violent, vicious people, psychopaths, who go through life in this. You don't even know who they are. Understand that bad people exist, that evil exists. Be ready as you possibly can to confront it. That's why you have a right to bear arms. Go ahead and exercise that right. Bear arms. You have a right to do so. It was, who's the journalist? I don't have this up in front of me, and I don't know his name, out in Portland, Oregon. I tweeted this stuff out a couple days ago, and I'm going to see if I can find that because it's a telltale. Here, let me see. Can I find this? I don't know. Let me go to my profile. I hate Twitter. I absolutely hate it. If you don't have to have it, don't have it. You don't need it. Here it is. This was a number of outlets had written this. I'll take the Fox piece. Journalist attacked by Antifa. Antifa describes Halloween incident at his home. He said it looked like something out of The Purge. Now, that's a sick, twisted movie about a futuristic America where every 24 hours, once a year for 24 hours, I should say, there's a government-sanctioned free day, free-for-all for any crime, including murder. People just go nuts. And the theory is that it purges bad folks out and so forth. I don't, you know, these movies, are there's so many of them, you can't even keep track of them anymore. But he said, and here he tweeted this out, Andy. I don't know how he pronounces his last name, so I'm not going to try. These six individuals wearing printout masks of my face approached my family's home last night, repeatedly rang doorbell, pounded on window, recorded footage of property, and gestured at cameras. There were no candy bags. This follows their doxing of my elderly mom's small address. This guy has been harassed by Antifa out in Oregon for years. He's been attacked violently by these people. And he talks about, he says the first one was 18 months. I hope that police said that they had that bashed seven people in the head with his bike lock. These are violent people. Not a single person had been arrested for beating and robbing him. And he says that I was thankful that one of the attorneys says, I'm thankful this victim survived. The attorney of this militant is saying the sentencing is too severe. He talks about how, oh, here it is. It was a surreal moment. It looked like something out of The Purge. I was actually home when this happened and quite terrified. I was home alone. This is my family's home. One of the things Antifa does, is release people's addresses online and give a wink to their comrades to come and do something. So they came here with printed masks of my face. And I got to thinking, you don't have to be alone. You truly do not have to be alone. And I tweeted this to him. You realize you have a right to own and use a firearm for your own protection? You'll never be home alone when you have Mr. Glock, Mr. Smith, or Mr. Wesson, or any of their many friends by your side. Now, I don't know if this individual has a firearm or not, but I can tell you that it would have been a completely different scenario if someone, because if you read the column, and I didn't go into much of it, they were attempting to get in his home. They were at his front door trying to get in his home. I'll tell you what they would have met at my home, and it wouldn't have been me cowering in the corner. They would have met Mr. Glock, Mr. Smith, Mr. Wesson, or a whole host of their friends at the same time. That's not bravado. If you're breaking in my home and I'm there, I'm going to use what I can lawfully use to keep you from doing so. This is America. You have a right to keep and bear arms. Use it. Understand that there is evil on this earth. If what happened in Mexico and what happens in the streets of Democrat-controlled cities across America every day isn't enough to... I don't know what else to tell you. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I can't believe we're in segment four already. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why. I am in such a great mood. I have been for a number of days now because the new website is up. And while there are some bugs, and some of you are responding to me in emails about that, let me make a couple things clear. The podcast, there's been a podcast issue since the 30th, well, the 29th, and that's because of an RSS feed. As we're changing the site up, we've popped into a couple bugs. It's literally being worked on as I speak with you live today on the radio, and that will be updated, and you will be catching those last 4 or 5 days that have been missing. We've got that fixed. We're working on that going forward, so bear with us. Yes, I know. And believe me, I got a ton of email from those of you, and I love that, saying, hey, just want to let you know, man, I'm missing my fix. What happened? Is it with a lot? I know you guys are making a lot of changes to the show. There are really no changes to the show itself other than bringing in a whole lot more content and a lot more fun and a lot more people, that kind of stuff. But as far as behind the scenes where you're talking about migrating websites and updating players and things like this, we're trying to bring you, and we're going to bring you, a much, much better listener, user, viewer experience. And there are going to be some bumps along the road until we get there. You know, I got asked yesterday, do you think you brought the site live a little bit early? I probably did, but I didn't care. I wanted you to see it, and I wanted you to get into it, and I wanted you to look at it. Now, some of you are talking about the way the podcast appears on the site. Believe me, it's all work in progress. It's all coming together, and you still get Armed American Radio. And this Friday, we're going to open up the premium content for you. So if you want to join the premium content, visit armedamericanradio.com or armedamericanradio.org and click on Join Now. The information's right there for you, and a lot of you already have. Let's just say my first recorded phone call, I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not. You go. It's a good one. It's a 32-minute phone. I might have let the cat out of the bag yesterday. Did I? I don't remember. It's a 32-minute phone conversation with Rob Pincus about his association with Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign. And I voiced, I did talk about this yesterday. I voiced some concerns, my concerns about it. And you get to hear that conversation. And there's going to be a lot more. A lot more. You're going to get a welcome from me. I'm going to give you some great history on Armed, just some really fun stuff that you never knew before. And we're going to intro
that premium content for you, and I think you're going to love it. In fact, I know you're going to love it. It's something I've wanted to bring to you for years. It's something that's been in me for so long that I can now get out. It's like a book. So you're almost going to get a diary. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. You're going to be able, as a premium member, to join if you win some of this stuff. You're going to be able to join in a phone call, and we're going to have somebody do that every month where you're going to sit in on the call. We might even have two or three of you. We'll see how it works out. But it's a work of art, and it's in progress right now. So I know you're going to enjoy it. I really, truly know you're going to love it. ArmedAmericanRadio.com for all of those changes. And yeah, I know it's our sponsors that make it all possible. Believe me. So please, please, please visit every single one of them. I got to take you to New Zealand again right now because I love this story. I love this story. News, did you know? Let me go back a little ways. After the murder, the terrorist attack by someone who said he was committing a terror attack and was doing it intentionally to terrorize, which then brought the socialist progressive to her knees, where she then took it out on 1 or 2 million law-abiding New Zealanders who had harmed no one ever. Because that's what a good socialist does, takes the opportunity to disarm our own population, which was one of the safest countries in the world, by the way, even though there was a couple million of those demon AR-15s. New Zealanders have surrendered so far only 18% of those newly banned guns. 18%. That's in New Zealand as of October 31st. Okay, MSN, DNC. Is reporting approximately 32,000 of roughly 175,000 such firearms have been handed over. Now, I've seen that number as high as 1.5 million, as low as 175,000. But what they're talking about is the quote-unquote military-style semi-automatics. Oh, and let's not forget that they also are talking about pump shotguns. Why? Because they can. If you're going to ban something and you have the authority or the power to do it in your country, why stop there, right? Just keep going, Beto. How about Washington State residents right now that are tuned in? How about it? How many weapons have you been told you can't possess that are now assault weapons in Washington State? Virtually every single rifle. Because they said so. Because they could get away with it. High-capacity magazines and certain parts of guns are also part of the ban. And they all have to be surrendered. Over 120,000 parts prohibited now, such as quote-unquote high-capacity magazines, according to the New Zealand government, have been handed in. So now you've got, who is this guy? The Honorable Stuart Nash, Minister of Police, supposedly urging and begging owners of the remaining banned firearms to surrender them. Here's what he said. Imagine this in the United States. Imagine hearing this. The clock is ticking on the last opportunity to receive payments for prohibited firearms and parts or to hand over unwanted or unlawful guns without fear of prosecution under the amnesty. The process ends on Friday, 20 December. While he was saying that, he went a little bit further. And he said that he wanted, what is it? He said he pointed out that according to AWR Hawkins here, that the firearms of law-abiding owners are also demanded as part of a larger effort to fight terrorist attacks. Quoting him, lawful firearms owners did nothing wrong, but the law changed and they found themselves with prohibited weapons. This was never aimed at them, but was designed to stop another terror attack like that on 15 March. Now, that angers me. And that's the first time I saw that with you here today. Let me read that again. Lawful firearms owners did nothing wrong, but the law changed and they found themselves with prohibited weapons. This was never aimed at them, but was designed to stop another terror attack. So taking the guns out of my safe stops a terror attack? How? It doesn't. Never aimed at them? My satellite radio moment word, it wasn't aimed at them. It was absolutely 100% aimed at them. But the law changed. Now they're criminals. You don't have the moral authority. Let me tell you, New Zealanders, and I know there's listeners in New Zealand. I see the analytics. I see how many of you got. We have less than 2,000 Okay, I think the most I've seen over to 2,000 in New Zealand. Lots in Ireland listening too. I hear you. I see you every day. I know you're there. You got a decision to make. Well, apparently you've already made it. Apparently many of you have already made it. Because I don't think most of you are going to turn your weapons back in. Now, I don't know what the registration scheme looked like in New Zealand. I have no idea. I don't believe there was one. Was there? I don't think so. I don't have any idea. I'd have to go back and listen to other times. I don't have that information up in front of me. But here's what. You try that in the U.S., that is never, ever, ever going to fly. And Americans need to look at this, at what you are going through in New Zealand right now, and make a decision well in advance, because we've heard the progressive left run on it here in the United States since they began their campaign. It's been nothing but a war on your rights and freedoms since those socialists over there in the clown posse left and here in the United States have begun opening their mouths. They've done nothing but attack you. And that last line ought to just infuriate you. Lawful firearm owners did nothing wrong. But I can tell you right now, if I'm in New Zealand, I'm not turning it in. You have a decision to make down there. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I can tell you here in the United States, I'm not going to comply with that because I have a constitutional right to own my firearms. You don't. So you have terrible decisions to make because your leaders have chosen to make you, even though this idiot claims it was never aimed at you, that yes, it was aimed at you. That's why you're having to turn them in. You have decisions to make. America, do you want to be forced to make that same decision? Unfortunately, time is running out on us, and I hate that. But that's okay, because we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can, because they don't want us to. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.